Well, it's 8:30. The intel scanner is a go.
8:30. We're running live now.
That's somewhere in Europe.
6-6-9-4-71-50. You guys want to talk to these people? You need to tell them where to get a hold of you, right?
That's right, John. That's absolutely right. We are sitting here live, coming to you from Puppet Master Studios. The intel scanner, brought to you by Jameson. It is 39 degrees here in the wide state of Billings, Montana.
The wide state.
It's wide because we east to west. It's bigger than it is north to south, I'm pretty sure.
Much.
Sort of like my first baby mama. She's bigger east to west, too. Yeah, but nobody laughed at the baby mama joke. You guys suck.
I guess if I would have known her, I might have laughed.
We're just getting rolling here.
I don't want to feel bad.
So, Ripple Effect, local band here from Billings. Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
Since January.
Yeah, me and Phil started in about January.
January.
Drew joined us in what?
It was like August, late August.
Yeah.
And I know you guys have a big gig coming up. Is it this month?
No, we don't have
one
set up.
We had one last month.
Yeah, we played in Great Falls for Halloween, but we're working on a local show right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I know you guys have been writing a lot, right? You write
all original
music, right?
Original so far, yeah. And we actually got a bass player that just started with us a week ago, last week.
Three practices.
Yeah, he's kicking ass, so.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's learning fast. So.
He's really fast.
Nice.
We dig him.
He's into it.
So it's coming together slowly.
Yeah,
so
we've been trying to build this band since January.
Right on.
We're almost there.
So where would you say that your music will fit in a radio format? Like, what stations are you, is there going to be radio stations going to want to play your music? Is it a mainstream kind of thing? You're looking for more of an underground following? You want to just do live shows?
We've made our music pretty versatile in the fact that it can hit both radio and, I mean, we don't have like a bunch of tons of cuss words and stuff. And we do have slower parts that cater to more of the rock and not so much of the metal. So they will, you know, we'll be on the rock stations for sure.
Nice.
No pop stations or anything for us.
Not going to be back-to-back with Justin Bieber?
No, I would like that, but no.
Right on. I mean, props out to Justin or whatever. Yeah,
Ripple
right.
For Justin Bieber.
Where's Angel? She's in his dressing room.
Yeah, even if you got to get a wig for that, it might be worth it. Because, yeah, we love Justin Bieber here.
If you could only see the walls, they are covered in Bieber posters. It's disturbing.
It's hard to see the face on him with all the dart holes now, but I mean, I'm just saying,
Justin Ripple.
Those
the
were
vortex has been
actually Justin Bieber posters at one point, and now they're just shredded remnants of what used to be, you know. So excellent. And you're planning to do a lot of live shows. You want a tour? You guys want a tour? Looking to go out?
Yeah, we want to.
Yeah, we're going to probably record here during the wintertime and book some shows out of town here this next spring and summer. Work on a tour towards the end of summer or something. A smaller tour to start out with.
Excellent. And so your disc, you won't be ready until you are making a disc?
We're working on it. We're trying to finish out this new song and maybe one more song before we start recording, but we're definitely about right there for recording, yeah.
Right on. Well, I've heard you guys a whole bunch, and I dig what you guys are doing, so.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome. So, right on. Anything else you'd like to add?
I've heard you guys jam out several times. Yeah, it's you guys.
Probably embedded in your
rocking,
soul.
Rocking out.
You're like, you fucked up! Screaming down the hall.
No. It's awesome. Everybody that comes by is always like, you have a band here? What is this? Like, I wish I was playing in a band.
That's
no.
Good. Well, it's always evolving, too. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Each new one is, I think, better than the last one.
Yeah, we're still looking for a vocalist, so anybody out there that can, we want someone that can sing and, you know, get heavy. We don't want Cookie Monster vocals all the time. We want some actual vocals.
Right.
So we're looking for a singer, so hit us up on Facebook, Ripple Effect Band on Facebook.
Cool. Ripple Effect, auditioning for singers. Put in your submission.
Yeah, we've had a couple good ones so far.
Yeah, we've had some people come and go.
Yeah, we're still looking, though. We're open.
That's cool. that's
cool. It's hard to get a good singer. I do know that.
Singers are hard to come by, yeah.
Because mostly every band I listen to, there's only a few exceptions when I hear the band, I love them, and then the singer sings.
Starts singing, you're like,
everything up. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, you're doing that with your voice right now, really?
Yeah, you're doing turn him down. Thanks.
Sorry.
You have to identify with the front man.
Yeah.
So we're not picky by any means, but we definitely know the sound we're going for, so.
Excellent. Heavy metal with the screamer and the singing rock ballad.
And you can check out our music on SoundCloud. That's where you can hear some of our stuff if you want to try and sing to it, and then hit us up after that.
Excellent.
It's an excellent idea.
So Ripple Effect on SoundCloud.
Is it Ripple Effect on SoundCloud?
Well, you can look up under Ripple Effect or Angel Campbell under my name. Either one, I think.
Yeah, we're here with Ripple Effect, Angel Campbell, and Phil.
Hofford.
Yeah. And Drew Tracy.
And our new guy couldn't make it.
That's too bad.
But he's been doing good. He's been it would have been his fourth practice today, and he's already he knows almost all the songs.
Yeah, mad props to him.
That's great progress.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah, that's really fast. So we're excited about that.
So really just a vocalist.
Every time we get a new person and they start kicking ass with the songs, I fuck them up because I'm too excited hearing them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we've been playing them forever, me and Angel, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's cool.
Yeah, we've been doing vocals for now, but we definitely want a front man that can help us out, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, everybody, just give them whoever wants to sing for this band. Check them out. SoundCloud, Ripple Effect. What do you guys think about chemtrails? You look at the sky today?
We were just talking about that today.
Yeah. We talked about it in one of our songs. We have one song that's dedicated to conspiracies.
Yeah.
Nice.
This evening I did see many vapor trails all converging towards a single point. It was kind of freaky. They were all going
to one point.
He's got a picture of it.
Yeah, my son was standing in my car.
It must have been a...
So I took a picture of him saluting
formation
the chemtrail in the background. You see that? That was a nice, fresh, big, thick one that we're all already took a big hit off of.
Yeah. It's mind control. It's all powder mind control.
For our radio listeners, if you don't look up in the sky every day and see all the lines in the sky and all the weird smoky haze they leave behind all day, then check it out, man, tomorrow, because I'm sure they're going to do it again.
I think we all know we have a lot of airplanes flying around.
See, the professor over here believes that these are just vapor trails and that they don't have any chemical additives to do any
sort of cloud
seeding or geoengineering. Is that true?
There are known locations of cloud seeding, for sure. I just don't know about them here in our region here.
You can see it every day just looking up into the sky.
It never used to be this bad. It seems like every day there's like more and more chemtrails hitting out there.
And there's crop dusting and everything else. But I can't say that there's not toxic elements in the exhaust of planes, but beyond making a purposeful...
I think it's weather control.
Half the planes up there aren't leaving these trails, though.
Yeah, you don't see any of the planes that take people away.
Yeah,
or anything with that.
You can watch a lot of the planes. They don't leave anything.
Yeah, and every car exhaust is always spewing fumes at the same rate, right?
I do notice that when they get to a certain distance in the sky, they'll turn them on. Yeah. And then when they get over the city and get to a certain distance away,
it turns it off.
There's a line, boom, boom, from start to finish in one specific area.
Well, you know what else is over the city is an airport where they take off and land and accelerate and decelerate.
Yeah. I don't know how that would change the atmospheric conditions for it to leave a line or not.
No, I mean, you're going to end up with more steam as a result of the humidity and the higher... the higher RPM edge and things like that used in the land. But I agree with the concept of, there are things out there that you see pictures of or YouTube videos of where it's like, what is this doing out in the middle of nowhere?
But why are they
the question. We can't personally go up there ourselves and
they do live see what
it is. You know, gather sky samples and put it through a spectrometer and figure out what's in there and then think if that is actually in jet fuel or some sort of additives that they're putting to do something.
So who's to say?
Yeah, but people have done that, and what they say is in there is all kinds of barium, strontium, aluminum sulfate, a couple other things, a bunch of radioactive particles that you can actually take your car air filter and have that dust from that tested to see what's really falling out of the sky in your neighborhood. If you want to send it to a lab.
That's a great idea.
If you want to send it to a lab, because that's where the shit collects.
You just made me curious myself. Yeah. Like I need to replace my air filter. I might as well get the old one.
Dirt road.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think
I'll click
all the dirt.
Excellent. So we're talking about chemtrails here and everything else with Ripple Effect. I wish we could play some of your music actually off there somehow. You know what I mean? That would be cool. So we didn't get music capabilities yet. You know, we're still working on that, folks. So as soon as all that happens, we'll be able to play some other kind of music though tonight even too.
Well, we got Cosmic Roots.
Mm-hmm. Faux show, faux show. Can I say faux show on the mic?
I don't know. You're getting iffy.
My bad. That's for my daughters out there down in Detroit. I know they're listening. Love you, girls. So yeah.
So does it have to do with mind control? I mean, let's say that the government is pumping us full of these chemicals and it's horrible. What is the end game? To make us sick and have to buy health care?
It's all mind manipulation. To make us into zombies and make us conform to all the rest of the sheep. And I think it has to do with weather patterns too. I think it fucks with our weather patterns.
I believe it all ties in.
I've seen good days for sure.
Beautiful blue sky that was just clear and gorgeous.
And boom. Stormy now.
And it took everything away, yeah.
It screwed up our whole rafting season this year, man. It'd be nice the whole first half of the day, and then you see all the chemtrails out, and then the second half of the day was crap.
There's a huge haze in the sky all day.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate it.
But you cannot attribute cause to correlation.
Well, I mean, are they trying to thicken the atmosphere because of all the radiation?
right. That's, look at the big brains on Sean. I'm the professor. Where'd my... reference go on this? Hold on. Yeah.
I would only say that there are known cloud seeding operations, right. And they do try to control weather, but you can elect that in your local municipality. We would know about it if we cared about it. If our tax dollars were paying for it, they don't send planes up for free.
They are. People pay for that. Tax dollars are paying for that.
Yeah. Government welfare pays for all this military nonsense.
And maybe that's true, because we need to see a line item invoice for the fucking federal government.
Yeah. And that's where you get $50,000 toilet seats and, you know, $2,000 hammers.
Trails happening in certain areas more than others, or
seems like they happen more across the big
they're just hitting the cities.
Over the cities,
which is another odd thing because, you know, you don't see them spraying a line over the prairie.
Mm-mm.
Never have, and I've driven between every single...
I never see them out on the highway.
Between here and Bozeman, there's really not a whole lot. You go across Columbus, I mean...
There's a lot of sky to try and change. Too.
Yeah, quite a bit. Quite a bit. But you can even pull up Doppler radar scans of how they do every day. You know, Doppler radar of chemtrails and cloud seeding.
I don't know that.
What they do. Because it'll show where the lines start. You know, it'll be nothing. All of a sudden, there'll be a few lines over here. You know, they'll show, I've seen time-lapse video of it anyways, where they show the Doppler radar. And then a couple lines here, and it's over all the bigger cities too. And it's almost the same pattern. They'll start at a point and fan out lines from that point across the city. And then they'll send a few more and...
Are you sure that point's not an airport?
Across it. Well, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea if it is.
From and out.
You say chemtrails.
Today that I saw the point coming from,
I can imagine you would
airport.
See lines on a Doppler and they'd be jet lines.
All coming from airports, huh? Lines from airports. That is so crazy. It almost makes sense, Sean.
Keep it simple, stupid. It's a kiss principle.
Right on. So it's just, why do they start and stop over the cities with their lines then?
That's
why is the how is it that they just are not emitting any sort
they can
of
turn it on
anything
and
then all of a sudden it starts a line
once
going.
Once you reach cruising altitude
and they're when I see them do it I watch them do it they're maintaining a certain altitude they're
not
going
go
higher
on
or
and
lower
sometimes
I don't know I don't have the answer
I don't either so it's just a crazy question. If you want to call in about this, are chemtrails chemical
crazy
or are
answers.
They just vapor trails? Are they bad for us, or is it just another thing that gives people transportation?
They're bad. Don't breathe the air.
You know, don't breathe because it's just going to kill you, or it's really no big deal, and we need to just shut the fuck up about the chemicals.
Yes. What are the answers?
694-7150. Give a call. Tell us your opinion. We would love to hear from you. Excellent. So that's enough on the chemtrails for a minute anyways. I'm getting a headache already from the aluminum dioxide.
I think we're gonna switch to music here.
Are we going to play a song? Excellent. We got a song coming up.
A minute or
Minute or two. We've got a minute or two. Keep rolling, fellas.
Windows.
Excellent.
Another thing that could be thought of about the chemtrails is, you know, different gases weigh differently, so they could be caught in the current up top differently than other gases. So you could see that in one specific current versus other gases being heavier and dropping lower, or being lighter and staying higher.
Rising. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not a chemical engineer to know the makeup of jet fuel to see which all are the chemicals in there and how do they break down after they are burned and left in the air.
You need to start collecting.
And then a lot of times, by near airports too, they will drop the rest of their fuel before they land. They'll just spew it out, and that just goes into the air too. But that's how they do that. They don't like to land with fuel, so they spew it out and just waste that shit. It's pretty crazy, the whole, you know. So what about you know, Egypt? How, what's going on over there? Are they riding over there right now?
If it was, we wouldn't know about it.
No,
the whole rest of the world could be burning down.
Yeah. Well, the revolution will not be televised.
Who won the football game? I don't. Britney Spears and Miley Cyrus.
You do not have the right to the NFL to broadcast that information.
Oh yeah. We'll bleep it.
Damn it.
Bleep it.
Are we allowed to talk about the weather?
God holds a copyright. He's like, no.
God's sorry.
Can we talk about
the White House? Are we allowed to say the White House? Is that racist if I say White House?
You can say the multicultural house.
The multicultural house. The Kwanzaa. That's coming up. I can't wait.
Well, you know what's something that's kind of been bothering me lately? You hear about it. It's commonplace these days, and it's entrapment by the DEA. Now, I bring this up because of the senator in Florida that just got busted with cocaine. And the DEA set him up on a buy, and they sold him cocaine. And he's getting in trouble. Now he's being brought up on cocaine charges. And it was the government that's committed a felony to bust him and charge him with a felony.
They always try to get away with
things. Things aren't making sense. But this happens a lot. They got that football player for Chicago like 2 years ago for the same thing. They had some big DEA guy come in and sold him a whole bunch of cocaine. And he walks out of this restaurant, and then they turn around and bust him for, you know, 2 pounds of cocaine or whatever. And it just, doesn't that seem like that's a total entrapment? I mean, I can understand if they set you up and you sell somebody drugs, right? But for them to have to entrap you, like, I mean, they're committing the bigger felony to
we
get you,
right?
We
see it on TV all the time when they do it with those prostitutes. They entrap guys all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Things. Yeah, it's total entrapment.
It's entrapment. Totally, they try to be like, so. Oh, no, it's not. It is.
But what do you do?
You can't fight the government.
It's disgusting.
You're referring to disgraced Congressman Trey Rideau.
That would be him.
So,
37-year-old.
Hear what tracks
disgraced, even.
Just pick
a little bit of cocaine is disgraced already. Well, is that what that means now?
it doesn't make sense though, right? I mean, the way they're entrapping people like this. I don't feel. What a joke! Who are these people?
You know what it is? Probably is. He was not going along with his handler's program. So that whatever kind of dirt they got on you at that point, that's when
they just
drop the hammer. Like, oh, you don't want to sign this bill that we just. Our lobbyists just brought him.
And
then they'll use him as example to all the rest of them senators and be like, look what happened to him.
Regime, you
know? He is from Florida, though. They do have
I'm sure they just probably sprinkled some cocaine on this guy and he's totally innocent.
Sprinkle some crack on him, Johnson.
They did. Sprinkle some crack on him. Get him. And take him in. Book him, Dano. And he's totally innocent because most senators are... innocent, huh? What is that? Is that what they are?
Innocent until you're investigated, I believe is how they say it.
Every senator I know didn't do cocaine with me.
So there you go.
I really can't say, you know?
You should be an advisor.
So
we were going to listen to some of this music, I guess. Right?
Oh, okay, excellent.
Are we doing that?
Well, yeah, sure.
Go for it.
You say the word, John, and we will just say, this is the Cosmic Roots.
No, this is whatever you just handed.
That's what I handed you, brother. Boom. The Cosmic Roots, local Billings band.
Well, here we are back.
Right? Fire session for us. Just let's see what we're going. Is it still playing music? I walk long, long into you.
694-7150.
Are we on?
Call in. Have a good time. Make fun of us.
There we are. Well, alrighty then.
Intel so here we better. Are.
Coming in, that was the Cosmic Roots, local Billings, Montana band. Excellent. So, we're back here. The Intel Scanner, coming to you from Puppet Master Studios in the Lanik Technology Building, the sprawling oasis of Lanik Technologies.
Nestled in the bosom? Is that what you used last
time? Nestled in the bosom,
good.
I keep saying that. So it seems like there's some kind of agenda that's being pushed on everyone, pushed on our lawmakers, pushed on to us when we have to vote for these people. We get a limited choice of who we get to vote. Seems like there's somewhere all of these things are being controlled and presented to the masses in such a way to force our hand and make us think that we have a choice when we really don't. We can get 50 kinds of donuts, we can get paper or plastic, we can get any kind of different kind of subs and burgers and whatever we want every day, but when we really want a choice, there's only a couple places we can get insurance from. There's only two little guys we get to vote for president when it comes time to be president.
Yeah, the selection for the things that really matter are really
slim. So who is controlling all of this and putting it in the media's eye that we get to see? Where is all this coming from that where you only get to see these few certain things?
Well, I think a lot of people, you know, you hear about the Rockefellers this, the Rockefellers that. I think people really discredit just how much power and influence John D. Rockefeller had. He absolutely seized everything. Now the way he did it is he saw the future of oil, obviously. Now, when in 1864, the Civil War was just ending up. Now these guys, him and his people, they didn't have time to go fight in the war. They were too busy seizing up all this oil contracts. Now, he saw the future in oil refineries, not drilling for oil, okay? Because he knew that that's where the steady money would come. Oil was the absolute future. And he was selling cheap oil to China and this and that. And they absolutely seized everything. He seized, and it's scary how much money and power that they seized. And the old guard of the United States, the old families that, you know, 1776 won that revolution, the Rockefellers came in and didn't have time to fight in that war. They were seen as an outcast at the time, but they seized it and backdoored it so well, and they've controlled it for a long time. Ever since the Civil War, it has been the Rockefeller dynasty, Cleveland, Ohio, and that's the way it goes. And they really are the string pullers. They've controlled healthcare. They single-handedly switched healthcare from homeopathic to allopathic.
Absolutely.
And allopathic is surgeries and brutal medical techniques from Germany is actually where it came from. And
you guys are crazy over there. I would not want to have that surgery over there.
That's where our modern medicine comes from. Is from old German butcher medicine. It's scary. Look it
Those
up.
Those are the guys but, putting leeches on everybody and.
Oh, way worse things than that. I mean, just
bloodletting.
Gave into the Nazi, you know, medical system.
Joseph Mengele.
I was looking him up earlier. Boy, he is such a sweetheart, the angel of death.
Yeah, yeah. Anyone who doesn't know who Joseph Mengele was.
Yeah, he used to like to kill and torture children, twins especially. That was his thing.
Especially twins, because he, yeah.
He would like give one candy and then kill the other one in front of the other one and make the one his pal and friend.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he was really disturbing. But yeah, but that's where our whole medical system comes from, is based on all that nonsense. So, but it all comes down to the Rockefeller dynasty, and they are really the string pullers, and just the descendants of it all. I mean, John D. Rockefeller was absolute communist, was an absolute genius, and there's nothing really more you can say.
Made so much money. Accumulated so much power associated with that money. Bought so many people and corporations that he had his fingers into everything so much, wasn't he? Didn't he start the Federal Reserve even? Wasn't he the one behind all that when that all went down?
In 1913. All that was, people talk about the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. All that was a switching over of the Bank of the United States, which was started by Alexander Hamilton, Mr. $10 Bill.
Right.
And it was that same bank. The old guard, and they just switched it over. They switched the names.
The new guard, though.
That's
the Rockefeller control.
But they switched over the Bank of the United States, which stood strong for a long time. Scary. and they absolutely control everything. I mean, you can find them, what is it, a State Street Corporation? They're one of like the five corporations that control everything, and they come up with them, and I don't know, it's scary. It's scary how much wealth. I mean, at the turn of the 20th century, 1900, John D. Rockefeller was making like $20 million a day. I mean, in 1900.
Damn.
Yeah. He was making so much money that they couldn't even keep track of it on notes.
I wish I had just a piece of the oil industry. That'd be awesome. There's a lot of money in that industry.
Yeah.
A lot of scams.
they set up
too.
The whole world for it, yeah. I don't know. All these sinkholes that are happening, are all these sinkholes that you hear about, is that happening from all these oil wells that are emptying out and
land
just collapsing?
It'd be good to rape the planet of all the stuff,
yeah,
you know,
it's
forever.
Gonna eventually give in like it is.
It has to, right?
Yeah. Mother Nature can only take so much crap. Sinkholes, they
That's
say,
the
are
truth.
Caused by water going underneath and causing air pockets in the earth, and that would have to happen over a long period of time, I'm sure.
Well, the Industrial Revolution.
Well, they've been finding more sinkholes lately, right?
There's been a lot
with
whoa,
the way we pave over so much of everything, there's no wonder you'd find sinkholes. The water just has to concentrate in smaller areas.
Well, you know, the planet's always changing, though. I don't.
Eating houses now?
Some oil wells, the oil will regenerate.
I'm sure that the oil probably has, you know. You keep taking shit out of the planet and fucking...
It's leaving all this, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be empty
space
there,
there,
so it only
yeah.
makes sense that has a part to do with it, you know?
Sucking out the resources. Good job, people. Good job.
That's what the control group does, though, is they fucking rape
collapse.
The planet and they sell it back to us.
Yeah.
All the rapings.
All the rapings.
And we make them rich while they rape the planet and sell it to us, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and it's the same people. The Standard Oil Company, John D. Rockefeller's company. It's what Chevron, BP, and ConocoPhillips. That's what they were broken up into in 1910 or something like that. I'm not 100% on it.
They got it down.
It's like
so
the three
fast.
Biggest companies are the ones that Standard Oil is broken up into. We have a disclaimer on here. Don't believe anything you hear.
Strictly for entertainment purposes only.
This is John Bill, and
opinions
here with Bob. And Bob, too.
All right. But we do have
and his cousin, Bob.
Bob, too.
And what I have to say is...
Robert.
We're brought to you by 420 Friendly. We love to be here.
Here we go.
Thanks for having us tonight. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. Thanks for letting us come inside your radio. It's been a pleasure so far.
Over the series of tubes, as the net.
That's the thing about that. When people say like, "Who is pulling the strings?" It just comes down to the money. And
all about
it's
the money.
That's all it is.
Money.
It's all it's ever been about.
Yeah.
The thing is, it seems like they already have all the money. They already control
they already
all the money.
Have it. That's what's
they
scary.
They create the money. They
There's
have as much as they can.
It doesn't
have
exist.
More.
John D. had it all in his lifetime. John D. had it all in his lifetime.
Yeah.
When he died...
Now. David's the head of the family now. David Rockefeller, right? That's the head
all
of the
their
family.
Descendants.
and whatever. So, I mean, how's he living? He's probably living pretty large in his weird little vampire house or whatever the fuck.
Whatever they
are. So, what do you guys think about the Rockefellers and the Bushes and all them just being the same family and just changing the names? You guys agree with that? Or do you?
It could be.
Yeah, he's watching lots of things on the internet that says everybody comes from the certain
It's all
kind
the
of
same bloodline.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
like,
and
like,
they kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
They
like the Caesars are Rome. So I've heard that, like, the
whatever
Caesars
you
want to
call the name, it's
just like Prince Charles.
If they're all related, who gives a fuck what their last name is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like blood drinkers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dracula. You know, Vladimir, Dracula.
Yeah, they trace their genealogy back to Vlad
and
all
that.
Yeah.
Well, see, that kind
so
of ties...
the Queen of England, all them people do. And from what I understand, George Bush and all them guys are related to the Queen of England also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they were.
So,
no, that's fine.
Yeah. So
they go all the way back to Babylon and Egypt
to
and all...
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure that's why they feel like they have such divine right, quote-unquote, to rule. And think they're a whole different species of human, and that all of the masses are subhumans underneath them, and we are just like
cattle,
like fodder for them to walk on and serve them. And so, yeah, no, I don't really agree with that type of thinking, actually. I think I could probably do better than George fucking retard Bush. Know what I'm saying? Not to mention, all hail the queen or whatever, but I mean, I don't know, whatever. They get twisted. What happens is, you know, I'm sure back in the day, they had good genes, and then they've been so much inbred since then, and raised in decadent, rich lifestyles that they have no sense of morality, no sense of touch with anything, except they, like, that's why they think they're so much better than everybody else. When really,
they talk about that too. I saw an interview with the one chick who was raised in the Illuminati or whatever, and she talks about all the mind control and the feces eating they made her do, and the molestations, everything, like just all sorts of torture to condition them into.
It's all mind control.
Condition them into their ways. And
mm-hmm.
I can't remember her name. You ever see that? You gotta check it out.
Sounds like Patty Hearst kind of to me, but yeah, the Patty Hearst story almost. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't remember. I've gone by Hearst Castle.
They made her eat feces too. From what,
you that's know. That's part of their yeah, stuff. She tells their, you know.
But these guys are all weird. Even Barack Obama, George Bush, all them guys be having gay, weird sex and rubbing shit on each other.
That's
in big fats of urine and
for sure they are.
Twisted, fucking weird. They I've eat seen like the video. Roasted babies wrapped in golden yes. leaves and shit.
It's,
what the fuck is wrong with these people?
It's seriously. Disturbing.
A lot, I would say.
I mean, these are who we let rule over us, supposedly.
This is who we chose.
Governed
this
by
I don't
chose.
Think. I don't think we let them. And then you're like. Most people will laugh at you when you say that shit. You know, say that something to like, you know, say that to like a 65-year-old Republican Christian, and they're gonna fucking like, what the fuck ever, dude? You know what I mean? So it's not that we're letting them. It's just, you know, people that are aware to it are laughed at. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Well, you don't understand what I'm saying?
Such whacked out stuff that when they get caught doing it, it's hard.
And then they have all the money and security. How would we rise up anyway? You know.
Down. The man
you basically we'd have to get life. We'd have to get millions of people or billions of people to sit with you and be like, all right, let's go on a suicide mission, you know. And how many people have that many balls?
Well, yeah. You know the thing what I mean? Is, we are an armed nation.
The last
twice
one.
As many.
Yeah.
Half as
and
many.
There's no way
this many can get
if you have balls and you want to go on a suicide mission with us. 406-694-7150.
Give us a call.
Because I am totally down to kill.
We're looking
some
for
control
military people. Especially. Did you get to bring home a bunch
if you need a positive thing? Direction for your hatred.
We will provide one.
Fuck that. What are they called?
We are
the Bilderbergs.
Driven and focused, and we have direction.
The Rothschilds. Fuck them Rothschilds. Okay. The Bilderbergs.
We don't want to take back our freedom. We just want to keep the freedom that we God-given had that they're trying to say we don't get.
That they take away each day.
That, you know, it's not like they give us back any of our rights or freedoms.
Or tax
they
money.
Natural rights.
Take them. I mean, they didn't... These are rights that we were born with. One might say God-given.
Inalienable.
Yeah, inalienable. Unalienable. That the government didn't give them to us. We have them. The Constitution merely points out that we have these innate rights just by being born as free-roaming human beings. With our own thoughts, our own sentient, able to mobility.
When you say we the people, it means them. You know, not us. I mean, you gotta understand. I mean, look at our Constitution, 1776. We were still, these people were still a slave owning people for another 100 years.
Yeah.
This was not, all men are created equal. They're created equal in their little circle of families. Not us. We go sit in prison for 20 years for nothing. It's bullshit.
Well, there's speculation that there's.
We are a representative democracy, but we are still a republic based on representation.
Ruled by an oligarchy
of roughly 2,000 people.
Of scumbags, yeah.
Especially, they're really infiltrated now.
You've got the Electoral College, and you've got the Hill, which basically, more or less, every 2 years run everything.
Thing is, every time you vote and it goes through a black box, it takes your vote and turns it into whatever vote they want it to be. Like someone said once, who was it, Stalin? You know, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And the people that are counting the votes right now are the people that are running
the same
the whole
people that
thing,
want
the same people presenting their facade of left, right, Democrat, Republican, you get A or B to choose from, like, but both of them are run by the same hand in the puppet, you know, so it's like, no one seems to mind, it seems like, and everybody just goes along with their days and votes for these people and thinks they have had some sort of a say in this by voting, and really now I'm saying there was no say in that, you've been fooled. To those of you who have voted and thought that you had a say in that, sorry.
Absolutely fooled.
And it's really sad to me that that's the way it is, and no one really
foolish
is aware to it or tries to be conscious of that. You know what I mean? It's
all the same family. They're all related. Obama's related to George Bush and Dick Cheney, and they're all cousins.
Yeah, it's always what cousin?
They're all fifth
what
cousins.
What cousin you voting for this time?
Yeah, right. Right.
One that puts out.
Isn't there only about 6 degrees of separation between all of us?
Yeah, and it's a lot closer when we're talking about governance. Not just our government. It's like that in all government.
You try to talk about how some of them are all related, and some people are like, I don't agree with that. I don't believe that.
I'm a Republican, and I know there's a difference. I believe Jesus and fucking I'm Christian.
You know what I mean? And they're never, ever going to fucking, you know what I mean? They're not going to change. No way. Are they ever going to believe, oh, you're fucking crazy. You need to fucking repent and Mother Mary and blah, 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 blah. You know? And they're totally, you know what I mean? They're not going to, oh, there's such a difference. Blah, 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 blah. Some people ain't going to, you know, even listen to the idea.
Seems like half them people are talking about Jesus. But, they never even read the Bible anyways to talk, have a word to say really from any standpoint of knowledge.
It's all like, well, it's all exactly half knowledge.
They
don't know
what they hear from somebody else.
Right.
They don't know.
They're like, look, my preacher told me, you know, this about the Bible, and I give him a whole lot of money, so he wouldn't lie to me. He wouldn't lie to me.
Whatever it's called, like 10%.
Preacher Bob wouldn't lie to me. I give him $5,000 a month.
I read that book a couple times and stuff. And
I read it multiple times. I know exactly why I don't like it.
Right? Yeah, I know the problems I have.
But my point is, for us to be able to change.
Stuff that I got out of it. I got some things out of it even, too.
I like certain parts of it.
The Bible's
got
some good stuff in there.
But there's a lot of different parts,
Bible.
Too.
I dig the Bible.
You know, I like the King James. That talks like this and thou.
King James, yes.
And stuff. And I love them words. The whole Shakespearean thing, that's what I like about it.
But the whole thing is, for people to be able to change. Change the control group the way it is, because they're going to have to be able to see things from a different point. There's so many people that, I mean, there's probably less of us that see it the way we see it than there is.
And they're getting less and less all the time.
Well, because they get scared of believing what they want to believe, because
especially, you know, like
on their ass about believing what they think they should believe.
Yeah, people get locked in boxes.
Like you think about like older people that are older than us and stuff. They're locked
in
that box.
They're stuck in their ways.
Oh, absolutely.
And then there's then the people that are younger than us don't even give a shit because they're too busy, you know, sniffing gay.
You know what I mean? Older children of the '60s know they sold us out. They had the whole opportunity to. They saw what was coming in the '60s. The whole military super surveillance police state. It was coming.
Yeah.
And all the warnings were there. And, oh, well, we'll just sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
There was enough hippies getting together back then, protesting and standing up and doing love-ins and sit-ins and tie yourself to a train, yourself to a truck or whatever, or a bulldozer.
That's why they flooded the drugs in. That's when the government flooded the drugs in.
Acid
to bring everybody's concentration in it. That's
exactly. Got everybody all tripped out, laid back in space.
And then that's when the government realized, well, we could just turn this into a business. I mean, we don't just have to get people fucked up. We can we can make money off the drugs. We can stick them in prisons. We can stick people on probation and parole.
I mean, what would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do? I'm just saying.
What would you do if you were born into the Rockefeller family? I would pimp peasants, daddy.
I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, just be a broke motherfucker all the time or whatever, you know. But the thing is, they are making, right now, even, look at in Afghanistan, American soldiers guard and grow and pack and ship the poppies into opium and ship it in here. And who makes all the money off of that? The CIA? Let's just say this one time, the military industrial complex. Sounds like a big three words when you put them all together, but that's really who the Rockefellers use as their strong arm. To do all this stuff.
That's who anybody uses.
Right.
Is their song,
else
not just
would
them.
You use? You need some you need someone to do something for you. You get the guy with the guns. You know what I'm saying? And you give away money, and you figure out new tech, and you invest into research to develop new tech and new weaponry.
No.
And I mean,
I don't know how to do that.
Sweet. That's great. Now we're brought to you by IPA and Carl's Jr. Thanks for tuning in, Puppet Master Publishing. Anyone out there want to call in? You got something to say? Abortion, is it right or is it wrong? We don't know. Call in and tell us what you think. 406-694-7150.
Stem cells.
Yeah, stem cells are great.
Stem cells.
I had a stem cell milkshake for breakfast.
That's it.
Right before I put on my baby seal my baby seal leather boots are kind of tight. I gotta go get them worked on later too. Having a bald eagle dinner tomorrow night. If anybody
is that,
come,
is that during the dolphin torturing? We're getting live dolphins loaded from Hawaii.
Dolphin torturing tomorrow
night. We're gonna hack them apart
with at our bald eagle dinner session. It's $100 a plate. Anyways, call in. What do you think?
It's a fundraiser.
406-694-7150. The Intel Scanner. We're on every Tuesday at 8:30 till 10. I don't know, sometimes we go a little later. What time is it?
Quarter after.
We like to play local music. If anybody has music, they need to get up with us and get us their CD. Set up a meeting. Let's get together.
This is the Montana Radio Network.
What are the call letters?
Yes.
K-O-C-K, the cock.
F-C-K, where the only thing missing is you.
Yeah, mtradio.net.
Yeah, mtradio.net.
But you already know that because you'd be listening.
If you're listening, then you know. And well done. Thanks for listening.
Community Internet Broadcasting. It's all about the artists of Montana. Share your music and your talents here on mtradio.net.
Yeah, support each other.
Absolutely. You guys don't have a CD?
Well, we're going to work on recording.
No, they don't.
We have, we were in a band like 8 years ago. We have a CD from that one. But yeah, not the new one yet.
Are you legally allowed to play that music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, it's all
our. Were you both in that band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was about 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
With a couple other people that we're not jamming with now.
That's why we jam so well together. It's like we've jammed.
Yeah, we've had experience jamming together.
That's cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, I wish we had a CD. We will, though.
We will soon.
We're working on it.
We're here with Ripple Effect. Currently, Angel Campbell on drums and Phil Hoffman on guitar. And Drew Tracy,
yeah.
Yeah, he is guitar.
And then we just got a bass player about 3 or 4 practices ago named Nick. I don't recall his last name.
Yeah, he kicks ass, though.
He's doing good, yeah. He's fucking.
And singers, hit us up on our Facebook.
Yeah,
we're looking for a singer.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to sing for a kick ass band, check them out on Ripple Effect. There's a cloud. Ripple
SoundCloud.
Effect. SoundCloud. Ripple Effect.
Yeah. Or
just go online. Yeah. Get some computer tech savvy guy
Facebook.
To help you if you don't know how to work.
Or yeah, thing. Contact us at Facebook. Ripple Effect.
Surf
band,
the net.
Right?
Find the cloud and ride the wave. Find
yes.
Ripple Effect.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Very
that.
Well
someone yeah. Write that down.
Because
damn,
we all
yeah. The professor's on point tonight. Gotta say. Seems like.
So, anything else going on in the news?
Monsanto sucks, apparently, and see, Ison is a comet that's supposed to be coming
oh,
into
comet Ison.
Visibility here coming up.
Here in the next
is
month.
It,
so,
is it going to
yeah,
bring the plague?
December,
I don't know, there's been books
we might
written.
See something.
That was, that's what was rumored, what brought the plague last time it came. It was a comet.
It was on
a
comet?
Random comet going Daniel. Over, and next thing you know, everybody has the plague.
A huge comet came over.
And like 70% of the population just dies.
What
when,
if,
when is that supposed to happen?
What if
1665 into 1666?
I'm not sure exactly.
That's a good date.
666.
Like
date,
yeah.
So you know that they must have
shit's
thought it was
day.
The end.
The end of the
maybe,
world.
Maybe the comet just scared them and that was all psychological.
Could have been.
Probably.
There's our mass suicide.
Ring around the rosy.
Their brains created a virus and then the virus.
Like
pretty intense if you ever read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, comets make people do weird shit. I guess I'll give you that. That's for sure. I mean, it's all drinks some
there.
Kool-Aid.
But who are those guys that killed themselves? The Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's
yes.
Wearing Nikes. Remember, like
right,
there was like
the
50 of
them. Jumpsuits and
they,
shit.
Yeah, they were all wearing all Nike.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Was that the Haley comet?
Yeah,
the Haley's bought
tens of thousands of dollars with the
Haley's
bought.
What kind of fucking idiots be like? There's a comet coming. Let's dress up in Nikes and kill ourselves.
Poison Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
What a bunch of clowns. Oh boy.
Man, try talking me into doing man. Some shit like that.
And they were educated people.
They,
these
yeah,
were like
they
accountants
were.
And lawyers.
Well, you
and
know, people get weird about their religion. That's what it was. He
yep.
Fooled them into it through all this religious talk. He read a whole bunch of stuff about the Bible, apparently, and talked them into Jesus is on this comet. You have to die.
Yeah, was
to
it
ride
what someone
comet did? Out with Jesus.
Ride the comet out.
Yeah, and
that's
what we talked him into.
Jesus
that.
Coming
somehow.
In and be like, Jesus is going to smoke
yeah.
A joint with us? We're going to ride this comet, bro?
Man,
we're going to go check out Saturn and shit?
Are you committed?
You're like, are you in?
Are you fully committed? Are you prepared?
Are you a true believer?
Do you believe? Do you believe? If you believe, you have to prove. You have to give your alms and tithings. My brothers.
You have to.
Sisters.
You have to prove it. You know what you need to listen to is that 48-minute last sermon of Jim Jones.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The scariest thing I've ever
I've
heard.
That, yeah.
Really?
That bothered me. I listened to it like 2 days ago.
You even really
and it really, it's really bothered me. Because he's just talking so calmly. Okay, give your children the poison. We're doing this. It's all over.
Yeah.
It's done.
Nuts.
We killed the congressman. It's all done and over. I was thinking about we should play it live
and we could do like commentary while listening to it. But I thought that might be a little like too much for you guys. It's really, you can hear babies crying and into it. You're like, and he's saying that's not the body hurting. It's just because the poison's bitter, and people are going through convulsion. And you can just hear like the pain and agony. It's really, really shattering. But but yeah, when they say drink the Kool-Aid, you can hear the last 48 minutes of it.
I have to save that for the reckoning hour.
The reckoning hour. Yeah, the reckoning hour coming at 1 a.m. I hadn't even said anything.
Well, it's on the website.
Oh, it is.
So I suppose we could talk about also Fukushima. That keeps melting in and ruining the whole Pacific Ocean.
Are you kidding me? But we will be discussing Jim Jones and Jonestown later on the reckoning hour in depth. A lot of new information has come to light 35 years later. I'm sorry, Fukushima.
No worries. Yeah, no. The reckoning hour with Jim Jones later, I guess. That's awesome. Yes. Probably talk about Fukushima then also, because we tend to bounce around to all of the current nightmare news in this crazy, sick, sad world that we live in today. There's a lot of beauty and greatness in this world, and I love it. And I see, you know, every flower, every tree, every breath of air. Every time I look into a little new baby's eyes, I get that feeling of why we are put forth out of the cosmos to experience and grow.
Are you singing a Barry White song?
But then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that sucks. So there you go. You know? So it's the whole duality of life. I'm just kind of doing that, right? Is that a Barry White song?
But we are poisoning. We are poisoning it.
The duality.
No, like the duality. We're poisoning it at such an exceptional rate. The Industrial Revolution was the worst thing that could have ever happened for human beings. Small circle of people got it all, and now we're just riding out the pollution wave as the oceans die and nuclear radiation. It's no way to escape it.
9 out of 10 nuclear reactors leak in America right now. Right now, all of them should have been decommissioned years ago, and yet they keep getting re-permitted to keep running because these cheap bastards don't want to just take it all apart and rebuild a new one or whatever with the cleaner tech.
We have a fear of building new reactors.
What is that about? I don't know. It's like they just don't care. Let them eat
radiation. It's because demons are running the show.
Let them eat radiation.
Demons run the entire show.
What's for dinner? Radiation.
You know what I'm saying? Let them eat cake, I say. Our coal plants produce far more
radiation. Demons are like, let them eat our shit.
Let them eat radiation. Yes, it's good for you. Contaminating all the milk, all the food, all the spinach, and everything. Top grown out of the soil, open air farms are just getting irradiated.
But it'll be okay. They're going to go live in their underground bunkers.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, that's the big
plan. I need one of those.
That's the big plan.
When are they going to let us
in their dickhead
club? The
deep underground military base? Is that what they're going?
There's cities. Exactly. They've had cities
for
a long time.
I've seen diagrams and shit.
Connected with tunnels. There's
giant trains that take them on magnetic rails for 200 plus.
Yeah, they got
me.
I've seen all the fucking
nuclear lasers. They can just blast through fucking rock. There's all sorts of technology.
Melt it. They just melt that stuff away.
Honeywell, the Honeywell Corporation. They make fans and microwaves, but they created lasers in the 70s that were like 6 million degrees. They were creating some serious weaponry. They're still one of the biggest contractors. They always backed up their money with like home appliances, toasters, and
yeah, I remember Honeywell.
Oh, they're still around.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, they were making lasers.
Oh yeah,
long time
available
ago.
At Walmart.
Oh yeah, that's that'd be cool. Toasters or like nuclear technology. Just 1 second, just have it.
Put in a little lick on, you know. Every sci-fi movie we've ever seen, they take a little bottle cap sized thing and you put it in this little box and you press the button, it comes out like a whole chicken dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I want that.
Yep.
Hell, why don't they share this technology with us?
Dinner in 30 seconds.
What are they holding back for? It's like we can't handle that or what? What's the deal?
It's probably too radiated.
Got to be in their stupid club and stuff.
Well, what do you guys think about the GMO and stuff and how the elite get food that's from separate farms and what the rest of us get?
I think they're just trying to poison us all.
Yeah, they're trying to mark us all off.
I don't know.
It's all mind control again.
It's kind of like the saltpeter thing in the prison. They're, all the food that we
for
get.
For 70 years, we've been polluting our water systems.
Maybe not actively and maybe poison us, but keep efficiently feed us.
Yeah, we'll just keep us at a basic survival unit where our brains don't grow too strong and too intelligent.
It does do that. And rats,
you know what I mean?
If rats are fed an all-GMO diet, they will develop
tumors as big as their whole bodies, giant
Holy
tumors.
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've Google seen those it.
So it's going to fuck us up for sure.
GMO-fed rats develop tumors. Type it into your computer right now. Look at that shit. It's sick. And that's what we eat. You go to the store and buy GMO, this and that, and whatever. I go to the organic store. I only eat organic, dude. I can't help it. All the food makes me sick these days.
Probably 85% of the garbage make me natural puke. Foods.
Well, how do you know that the natural food is
a regular plant?
It's hard to tell. You gotta trust where you're getting it from. I only eat a
that's
small
what I'm saying. How do you know?
Diet
you know?
Of a few different things, even eggs
the organic
and rice.
Do,
and
if they got, are pretty good about it, though.
Around here, they are.
If they got separate farms for the elite, though, how do you know that you're getting stuff from one of those farms?
Well, actually, the place that I like to go around here goes personally. The guy that it's a co-op, and they check it out and stuff. The Good Earth Market. Check them out today.
Then who's to say that they're not putting that kind of shit in the chemtrails also? To yeah, drop I mean, into their farms,
they are,
too.
I would think.
The stuff from the chemtrails is getting out.
But there's
everything.
Greenhouses.
Everything.
There's greenhouses everything. For that shit. They can
they're
block
they're poisoning
that
it
stuff
all.
Out,
that's what doesn't make
unless
sense about it. They're poisoning their earth, too.
They have their own farms. Because
they can't go anywhere.
Farm.
They're not.
You ever, you know, they can. They probably can go out to space. They probably have fucking... Who knows what
they
got
set. I feel like there's a whole homes out there.
I think that they got bases on other planets and shit. I totally do.
Yeah.
Like on the other side of the moon? Because they're on Mars.
That's where I'd like to go.
Mars. I think they do, too.
Mars on the other side of the moon? Oh, yeah, dude, for sure.
And
there's all sorts
can,
of amateur video of ships coming outside of the moon.
Even and not even have to
yeah, I think they're I think their shit's so beyond what we can even fathom. And they keep us stupid, so we don't even think it's possible.
They keep
some of us.
Stupid.
It's 20
some of us.
Nobody can keep you stupid. You can only
be
ignorant
to
the
facts.
Well, but you can also you're only subject to information that you can
facts.
Find, you know? Like up until the age of the internet, the only kind of fucking books and shit you can read are going to go through all their control. You know what I mean? Their publishing companies, their fucking TV channels, their fucking radio station networks, their fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, their textbooks teaching all the children.
So before the internet, to find, you know, some information, think of where we would have been in like 1970, we would be having these conversations. We'd be like, they're the fucking nerd. You know what I mean?
They were surprisingly smarter back then, technically,
yeah.
Because they didn't have this much exposure to the media mind control. People actually had to talk to each other, talk to their neighbor, talk to the people down the road, have a town meeting once a month, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show up and everybody have a say and have a listen and have a, you know, something to, you know, like, no, I don't want them to...
Because there wasn't so much distraction,
as
yeah.
As a farmer on the outside of town that where I have to buy these people's seeds, how is it that I can't just collect the seeds from my last year's a portion of my
yeah,
crop?
Yeah, who's to say where the seeds go?
Why
yeah.
do I have to buy
these
seeds?
Buy
there's a whole,
every season.
There's a whole seed. Yeah. There's a what the hell is that damn thing called that controls all the
seed
trading in the world? There's a it's called
that. There's even a fucking
yeah,
that's fucked up itself.
The whole seed trading industry is insane.
It's controlled seed, and yeah.
But that's where Monsanto infiltrated.
Where you can't even
get
seeds that aren't modified.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays you can on the internet and stuff. But I mean,
well, how do you know though?
They don't either.
Unless you're a genetic test, genetic. Geneticist
stuff is sold out.
The fucking what are the like you know you got the shit like they got an NCIS that takes you know how do you know
right
you're just taking it's just taking that. Somebody else's word for it which is still just secondhand
it's,
fucking
it's so
what is it, yeah, I mean, how do you personally know anything without taking your own direct measurements
yeah.
It's like
yeah.
our knowledge would be
that's
so
what we
got
to start figuring out
trust,
is like the solution then
trust
it's tough so what do you do then
if I feel it yes I agree
yeah
who do we trust
what do you do
trust the mainstream media.
You can't trust the mainstream media.
No,
only,
fuck no.
I mean,
for sure.
Well, the whole food
give
chain.
Me a grain of truth.
I don't even watch it anymore because I don't even need the pollutant in my mind.
The whole food chain has been infiltrated by GMOs, though. All the way from the seeds not reproducing seeds.
Right. Now it's genetic pollution.
To the feed, like that you're feeding the cows are genetically modified. So that makes the cows genetically modified. They're getting pumped full of antibiotics. So that means the cows are genetically modified. So the meat gets packed with preservatives. So that means it's genetically modified again. I mean, by the time you're getting this steak, it's what are you
speaking
getting?
Of cow? I had a friend who had cow that was raised naturally, and you can taste the difference.
Oh, big time.
I'm not a big vegetable eater, but maybe you guys can taste the difference in your natural foods. But you know
I
what mean?
Can
you
taste the difference?
Way bigger.
But I had it one time. I had cow that was naturally raised, and it was fucking awesome, dude. It was so much different. And like
way better.
Yeah, it was way
even
better.
The fat on it gets good.
You could taste it. You literally
yellow
could.
Yellow fat on it. They call it tallow. You know what I mean? And instead of the white fat that you get out of your regular store-bought steak that goes through all the processing before you get it. You know
all the fucking shots.
Right. Instead, if you free-range grass-fed cattle,
That's where it's.
But it's so expensive. Yeah, man.
All the food that's good for you is expensive. That's
so you have to learn how to be your own farmer, and you know, you have to go move to an unpopulated part of, you know.
Well, you know, really, technically, everybody that has a yard can grow some vegetables in their yard, can have probably a chicken or something, a goat. I'm not sure about the regulations or statutes in the city of Billings, per se, in the tri-city area of Billings, Laurel, Lockwood, you know, but technically you could grow. Yeah, we can play a song. We could grow vegetables in your yard, in any fucking yard, anywhere, I think, far as I'm concerned. I don't care what they say. If it's against the ordinance of the city, they don't want you to have a garden in your yard. All. I would say, fuck you. I'm growing some tomatoes in my yard, for fuck's sake.
The jackboots
will come pour gasoline.
Right, and then set you on fire and... Wow, for growing
make
tomatoes.
You an example. Why not?
Well, you know, we can't have, we said don't have a garden speaking up too loud, or they'll have to squash them down. A little bit of hope is okay, but too much, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, what you got to do is you got to start crucifying people in the front yard, because it sets such a good example to your neighbors to shut your fucking mouth.
Crucified, you know, for growing tomatoes.
It helps grow your farm.
The Romans used to do that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, right, and then like salt the earth at your property that you'll never grow anything there again. You know what I'm saying?
They'll be like, well, I was going to grow some food to eat, but you remember what happened to the Johnsons?
Yeah. I guess we'll just go to Albertsons.
They even crucified the dog.
I guess we'll just go to Albertsons and
speaking
eat GMO.
Speaking of Johnsons, you can't even grow a boner anymore.
Right. But, yeah, that's excellent. We're going to play some Omnithex music coming up here. It's a local band. They're touring around town. They play all over the place. Check them out. Omnithex.
Just released a new video.
New video.
Omnithex.com.
Yeah, Omnithex. Check them out. Kick-ass video. Kick-ass band. Really nice guys.
Oh, you have
permission
to
play
some
of their music. Dan gave me their CD the other night, and I'm assuming because I was talking to him about wanting to play it on the show. And
I've
think that's
mentioned
why.
It as well. They're,
so he said, okay, that's cool. We're going to play some of the
music. Oh, awesome.
Because I was wasted when I talked to him, to be honest with you. And,
of course, their music is
really?
Publicly available.
Fell off the wagon again, huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. You were sober for so long.
I
that's,
know.
That's heartbreaking.
Well.
Streaming?
Go.
And,
streaming?
Available for purchase also on iTunes. You can find it on Omnithex.com.
Excellent. Omnithex.com. Anyone want to call in? It seems like no one's calling in.
Nope.
What's the deal? 406-694-7150. Call in just to tell me to fuck off, even. You know what I'm saying? I'd accept that.
I might call.
You know?
Right? Well, should we talk about the welfare state when we come back in?
The
should we even
state.
Get rolling
yes.
on that?
Who's on welfare? Who gets food stamps?
Should we?
Does Walmart get welfare? You know, is
everything
that's a good
is
question.
Welfare.
Does... you know, Time Warner get welfare. Do they get welfare?
Like everything. Everything.
Government money? Is that what's, let's define welfare. Is that what that is?
$1 of government money.
You know,
would be
is
welfare, right?
Welfare. So we're going to talk about corporate welfare and
political.
Private welfare as well, you know, because people do get food stamps, people do get welfare from the government. But
oh, yeah.
It's a drop in the bucket compared to the corporate welfare that gets funded. All these corporations paid. Basically no taxes. Let's look at Virgin Mobile. How much taxes is he paying? Not a whole lot. Look at how much.
Listening to music.
Louder. kiss me out of luck, girl. Nothing's ever good enough for the boss man. Another daily grind, and just one more 9 to 5. But we're still trying to find a way to get attention from the. Time. We give it up, y'all, we lay it on the line. We give our best, cause nothing else will do for. Hey, yeah. We work our whole lives. We give it up, y'all, we lay it on the line. Paid our dues in new time to be the boss man. Hey, yeah. Hold me down. Yeah.
air?
Live on the air, Puppet Master Studios.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
We're just getting the technical.
My name is Lena Rapino, and I'm calling from Warrior, Michigan.
Awesome. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much.
Not much.
Tell you fuck off.
Oh, yeah? Excellent. I accept. I'm fucking off right now. This is what I do to fuck off. I get on the radio and I speak on the microphone. Just that's how I kind of do that. So thank you for calling in to tell me that. I appreciate it. I love you, too.
We did ask for that.
We did ask for that. But I do love you. We love you, but we all we're trying to spread here is a little bit of love.
Oh, thanks for the love.
So you
I
know,
like your guys' show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. What do you see? What do you think about chemtrails? Are they real? Do you think those chemtrails have chemicals in them, or are they just plain vapors?
Well, I don't really have an opinion on that.
You don't know about that? All right. Well, look up in the sky tomorrow and see if you see a bunch of lines in the sky. Like every time you look up. You'll probably see them.
What do you think about those chemtrails?
Well, I think that they're dumping a bunch of chemicals in the sky. And then it's all raining down. And it's raining down on us, all the chemicals that they spray up there every day. Getting on the farm crops, getting on the farm animals, getting on our food supply, getting in our water supply. And that we ingest all of these chemicals every day. And it's some sort of weapon that they're trying to use against us. A slow kill weapon to make people sick, to make people die young.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. What we got to do is retake over our government, I think. Everyday normal people need to start running for local offices like city council.
You can't infiltrate. There's no way.
It's hard to infiltrate, I will say that.
It's gone too deep.
Why don't you run then?
Well, you know, I've given some thought to running for public office.
Maybe you should do that.
Like a city commissioner?
Yeah, you know, well, maybe like a city council member. You know, what are the, you know, just have a seat on the council, have a voice to say what happens in our community. But, you know, technically what people got to do is talk to their neighbors, think about starting community gardens.
Yeah.
Things aren't like how they used to be back in the day, that's for sure.
Seems like times are changing. Any final thoughts you'd like to say before you, when you, like if you're going to not be, you know, when you think back later and you think, I wish I should have said that.
Not really. I'm
going to
keep listening to your guys' show.
Excellent.
And if I have an opinion, I will call in.
Well, you do that. And thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
We'll talk to you later.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. That number again is 406-694-7150. You're listening to mtradio.net.
Here at Puppet Master Publishing Studios. Last Days of the Proletariat. Check it out. New release. Yeah.
If you like to read, if you want to read a book, it's a great story. Last Days of the Proletariat. It's a new release by Puppet Master Publishing. You can find us. Really, the easiest way to get to our website is to like us on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page. There's a link to our website of Puppet Master Publishing on Facebook. Check us out.
Excellent.
Last Days of the Proletariat. There's artwork that goes along with the illustrations and got t-shirts printed up. Check out the website. It's pretty cool.
So how much of the welfare pie would you say military spending takes up? Half?
Military spending. Welfare. So
military welfare. So how much the big welfare pie?
That
military welfare.
I'd say it probably takes up quite a chunk because and you know, I really don't know. What do you know the numbers on this? What's the numbers?
It's more than 54%.
More than 54%.
I would think it would more than half
of everything that we pay in taxes.
Yes,
goes to 50
defense spending.
Goes to defense and military
defense
welfare.
Defense is so at least half our budget,
and that's what's on the books anyway. So that's what more the military industrial complex gets. 54%.
Okay, this is how it goes. Pie. If you're trying to look at military budgets, first of all, they don't even know for 2 years. You can only get, and they're not even sure on the numbers even then. You can only go back to 2011 and even try to look up a military budget, and you're not even going to know for sure how much. I do have it written down, it's over half of the pie.
Wow, that's a lot.
Is that disturbing? I mean, when all you need is 7 nuclear missiles to kill
everybody. So what's the whole pie? What is that budget? Is that like, what, how much do we spend on welfare? A lot of our taxes goes towards welfare for corporate and private altogether. The whole, what is it, a trillion? In the billions, 10 billion, 9 billion, what?
It's okay, well, when you look at it, think of it like this. Think about all the oil and gasoline that goes into the military. So how deep do you want to look at where money actually comes from? Because then you start this whole circle of like what Barack Obama said.
They just print it, right?
Well, exactly. Money doesn't even exist. Money hasn't existed for a long time.
It doesn't really exist. They're printing $40 billion a month just from out of the blue right now.
Money is a trade agreement on value.
Right.
Yes. Currency. It's a liquidation of.
But there's not, like, let's say Bill Gates wanted to cash out. He can't just go and pull $50 billion in 20s and 50s out of the bank. That doesn't exist. I mean, he can't get $50 billion in gold bars. It doesn't exist.
There's value in people's minds, you know, but then there's liquid cash, and there's a fixed supply of liquid cash, always expanding, of course, but always slightly diminishing. Expanding more than growing more than it
seems like loses. They're printing $40 billion a month right now, and that's a lot.
Well, see, I've heard recently about these bonds that were given out several times. These traveling businessmen are getting caught like at borders, and they have a suitcase full of these bonds, and they're from like 100 years ago, 150 years ago, stamped with the United States seal, written out in the nice, and they're worth like $50 billion a sheet. And they're written out, and all it is just in paper. And these are actual forms that the U.S. government reneged on. So money hasn't existed for a long time. I've heard this several times lately. And these bonds were given out to countries like the Philippines and Indonesia. These countries that corporate interests went in and pimped them out and said, but we're giving you stock in our future in our country, and then reneged on these payments. And these different businessmen, the government of China actually cashed in some of these. They actually found some of these old bonds and got them through somebody, and legally the U.S. government had to pay them.
Well, technically, doesn't China own the bulk of the U.S. debt right now?
Yes, but what I'm talking about...
Foreign debt, which is much smaller than the percentage of domestic owned debt.
But we buy all their shit, so...
See?
The one hand's washing the other.
Do we not send all our jobs over there even? Don't we break down every manufacturing plant in America and send it to China already, basically? And that's why nobody has a job right now. That's why all the construction workers, millions of construction workers out of work in America right now. You know, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
So, and manufacturing workers, all the auto industries in shambles, and no one really builds anything here anymore. And what are all these families doing now? They're losing their houses, and the housing bubble is about to pop again. In fact, it seems like we're heading towards a giant economic collapse.
Well, you know what the next big bubble pop is? Student loans for college. They said 10 times bigger than the housing bubble. They said the college loan one, because this goes back to the 60s and 50s. Motherfuckers still have
huge problem.
Still paid their college loan. I mean, and this is just tacked on interest. And these money lenders, these overseas money lenders, they're not. Oh man, it's astronomical.
Self perpetuating the loans and the tuition.
I've heard like 10 trillion.
Grants.
Like 10 trillion altogether. It's some astronomical scientific notation number. Disturbing.
You can't even Googleplex and shit. It's a yodabyte of information.
You owe 10 to the 6th power times 3 times.
Wow, that's quite a bit. So yeah, I'm saying, so in that pie, then where's all this welfare? So 50 some percent of the welfare just goes to the military.
Just goes to military.
So yes. Now what about the other corporations that get such all that corporate welfare as well? Like, you know, say
is there any true numbers?
Well, you've passed over it. The military is the biggest
That's the biggest.
Corporate welfare.
Yeah.
It's the biggest.
So, I mean, does Walmart fit into some in there? Don't they get giant tax welfare also?
I don't.
We give subsidies to oil companies, for example. We give great oil subsidies.
How are you profiting like $100 billion? And there's a lot of people in this country that don't even have, you know, $5,000 to their name. And I just don't understand these levels of wealth and levels of poverty.
No, I understand.
I understand it like this.
We can spend trillions at war and can't even feed old people with Meals on Wheels and shit. You know,
there's only so much to go around, right? There's only so much to go around. So that means if you're going to have infinitely wealthy, there has to be a whole bunch of infinitely poor. Because there's only so much to go around. I've heard that so long for my whole life. Only so much to go around. And that's the truth of our society.
We have infinitely more already, and they're not about to give it up.
It's, even the bourgeois have
infinitely more.
Infinitely more.
Yeah. I'm talking about they have $5,000 dinners, man, and people can't even pay $5,000 a month on all their bills just to live. Where I'm from, to be honest with you, man, everybody's on welfare.
Billings is a sanctuary city. This is a lot. Billings is a lot different.
It seems like a very few people that actually have jobs, even where I'm from, and try to struggle to make a living, and then they even have to have two jobs, three jobs, just to even get by and pay their rent and feed their babies.
It's a terrible state of affairs.
Clothe themselves, you know what I mean, and eat every day. It is. It's horrible. Because McDonald's is hiring, you know what I'm saying? But
what's $8 an hour going to do? You still have to be on welfare. Right? You still have to get food stamps. I mean,
well, the problem is, where I'm from, McDonald's ain't hiring. There's a staff.
The problem is that the welfare benefits preclude you from getting a job beyond a certain threshold. You're better off staying on the welfare.
Oh, absolutely. You're better off staying on the welfare. Holy
a
shit.
A lot of times, I mean, but there's people out there that don't accept that. They're like, no, I will get three jobs, and I will make that work.
You don't see this, like
fuck welfare.
The chairman of Boeing being like, you know what? We need to just reverse this company and go, you know, plant trees in the rainforest.
Uh-huh.
We need to not build drones. We need to not blow children's heads off every day and make $1 trillion. No, everybody's all in on this game.
So it's a sad state of affairs.
It is, actually.
So, and you know, I really don't know what to do about it anymore. It's like you have to just start up your own. Communities have to get together on grassroots levels and make their own kind of network of barter or exchange for some sort of monetary thing.
And that's when drones misfire.
Get rid of all of this other big money, big corporate money, man, and get it down to a more local level. Buy things with gold. Somehow or whatever, everybody buy gold and just trade with gold.
Well, gold's
drones will start misfiring.
Being a fixed resource, gold is hoarded by a certain number of people.
Yeah, no, just an example. I mean, bitcoins is pretty cool. If you check into bitcoins, I kind of like them. Yeah.
Bitcoins
didn't they go
have
under?
The problem of also being a finite fixed resource, though can be arbitrarily divided at some point in a future break of the protocol.
But also there's the societal interaction of effect of this that will create people that are good at things to do certain things that
need,
will give them
what
intrinsic
we need
value.
Is an infinitely
in the
expandable
community.
Currency mm-hmm. available in finite fixed levels.
Well, it's your own worth. It's what you can do. It's what you, some girls good at making pies, make pies and sell pies to the neighborhood or trade pies for things you need, like whatever. Somebody else is really good at making horseshoes. These guys are blacksmith kind of thing, and so you need to trade your pie for some horseshoes. Then that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think people could even understand a concept of barter.
Barter,
the problem,
we're going to live, like the Indians.
Breaks down, yeah. And where currency comes to play is because, you know, how often do you barter the same valued transactions with each other? You know, it's usually like, okay, you're going to have 100 pies for your two horseshoes, and there you go.
100 pies for two horseshoes? Damn, man. Shit's getting crazy then.
I'd be like, these horseshoes
I've sat up for 3 weeks making pies.
Stop trading
just
pies or horseshoes.
But I mean, if you got an apple tree in your backyard, you can make a bunch of pies, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, right, that's where the value comes in, is supply and demand of everything. And maybe it's a really good pie, my favorite damn pie I ever had, and you know what, I will take two of them, please, for some horseshoes, you know what I'm saying? And that's where somebody's good
so
at something.
So you would follow the barter
better.
Barter equals entrepreneur, that you have to actually
Have a commodity or
make,
service.
Make your service as a business and
find
you
value
have, you
in
have
yourself.
To find customers everywhere.
It'll create
a
culture of strength and unity. Because I'm all about unity, man. It doesn't matter black, white, yellow, red, green, blue, purple. We all need to be standing next to our neighbor, our fellow person, a human being on this earth, and in small pockets of community and help each other. That's all I'm saying.
And that would be nice, but
we have to rely on big government, big corporation. Then we don't got to go to Walmart anymore. If everybody just boycotted, nobody go to Walmart anymore. Nobody do that. Everybody says, all right, fuck Walmart. I'm not going to Walmart anymore. Walmart will fall. Believe that. And Walmart may send drones.
Walmart will send.
And fucking kill people, but I don't know.
Yes.
They will definitely crumble.
Walmart goes
That'd
away.
That'd be awesome. With Walmart, like, on the drones.
You know what
Walmart
happens?
On the side of the drones.
Walmart goes away.
The happy face and shit.
That would be awesome.
And then you have Kay Walbertson's pops up.
I'm liking these Walmart drones.
You have Walmart drones brought to you. Hi, welcome to Walmart. I love you.
we blew up the suburbs, so feel free to keep shopping here.
So, yeah. We are coming into a close on this last segment here. We want to thank anybody for listening that was listening.
Absolutely.
And then send love out to everybody that ain't listening even, because that'll just, you know... Love begats love, I say.
Well, whether you're listening live or on a download podcast, the source of it all is mtradio.net. We're Montana Community Internet Broadcasting, and we're always seeking talent.
Absolutely.
Puppet Master Publishing.
And here with the Total Wreck and sound.
Sound and audio. Killed it again.
Shout out to Boo Boo back in the day.
Oh, Boo Boo. Shout out to the Walmart drones. I know they're coming. I can't wait.
Right. Itchy, scratchy.
Should be fun.
Itchy and scratchy.
We touched on some good stuff. We had government entrapment.
We'll be here every Tuesday, 8:30 till 10 o'clock.